Conrad, as it happens, we love bagpipe music. We just don't get to hear it too often. Well, actually, I do, because I can't resist a curling bonspiel. Oh, and there's also that guy who's often out in front of the CBC playing the theme from Star Wars on the bagpipes. But other than that, we really don't get enough bagpipes. So you can imagine our excitement when we learn that scientists have come up with a way to further proliferate pipe music. They've invented a robotic bagpiper. Professor Roger Dannenberg was the team leader on this project. We reached him at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
Professor Dannenberg, hello.
Hello.
Now, have you run out of people who will play the bagpipes? Is that why you have a robot?
No. The origins of this robot bagpipe player is the Robotics Institute here celebrated its 25th anniversary last year. And we were trying to think of something that would be interesting and just fun to be part of the celebration. And because there's a strong Scottish connection with the university, because we were founded by Andrew Carnegie, who was born in Scotland, and there's still a lot of heritage here from Scotland, we thought this would be a really unique thing to have a robotic bagpipe player.
So what does it look like?
Well, the first thing you see is the set of bagpipes, which are real bagpipes, acoustic bagpipes that just like a person would play. They're sort of mounted on a board to hold them up. And at the base of all this, there's a pump that has a couple of cylinders for pumping air into the bag.
Right.
And then the chanter, which normally would be held by the bagpipe player in his hands, is connected to a bunch of electromechanical fingers that open and close the tone holes, and there are a bunch of wires coming out, so it's pretty industrial looking.
So what does it sound like?
Well, it sounds just like real normal bagpipes.
Yeah?
All of the sound is acoustic, produced by air using a real bagpipe instrument.
And have you just program a number of songs into it? Or?
Right. It has a MIDI interface, which is the same thing that connects synthesizers and keyboards and computers. So we can attach keyboards to it and play it live, or what we normally do is control it from a computer that has a pre-programmed sequence with all the authentic sounding bagpipe ornamentation.
Right. So have you got it there?
Yeah, it's here.
Well, let's hear it. Does it play Danny Boy?
Let me see if that's on my list.
How could it not be on your list?
Well, in fact, I'm sorry, Danny Boy is not one of the 50 or 60 tunes I have here. But
all
how
right,
about Scotland
well,
the Brave?
That's too Irish, eh?
Yeah,
so, all right,
yeah, I think
Scotland
so.
The Brave, then. Play some.
Okay, so it's going to take, it'll take just a second to fire this thing up. So I'm just switching it on.
Okay.
And you can maybe hear the pump in the background.
Yeah.
Pumping the thing up. Now you're going to hear the drones start to play. There they go. Takes a second for them to actually get in tune. And now we're waiting. Okay, there's the chanter. So I'll tell the computer to start playing now.
Okay. Wow.
It doesn't have a very musical way of turning itself off. It kind of just fades out like that.
Yeah. Now, does it play classical music as well?
Well, it can play anything that you tell it to within the normal range of
sure.
bagpipes, which is about an octave. I've actually written some music for it, so it would be contemporary, ultra-virtuosic music for bagpipes that I think no human could play. So it
really?
To me, that's a nice thing to have the bagpipes do.
Oh, can we hear some of that?
Yeah, I think so.
I love the sound of it pumping up.
I should have been...
It's like somebody with an air mattress and a foot pipe.
Yeah, right. These are actually air-wrapped parts that were used to make the pump. All right, let's see what happens here. Thank you.
So you're saying a person couldn't play that too fast?
At least parts of it would be unplayable, I think. No one's tried it.
Uh-huh. So you need a pipe off.
Yeah, maybe so.
You and yours isn't called Big Blue, of course. You're a robot. What's it called?
Well, this is called Mac Blair, as in Blair for blaring sound.
That's great.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of fun with it.
I guess. Well, thank you very much. It was fun for us, too. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Roger Dannenberg is Associate Research Professor at the School of Computer Science and School of Art at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.